It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of fun. I mean, we had a great group of guys. We had great leadership. I mean, really, really close group. I mean, we had everyone bought in. It was really exciting feel on campus and around our team. It was our first time making it to the NCAA tournament. I mean, we lost in the Hockey East Finals, and obviously we didn't get the results we wanted at the end of the year, but it was a really fun year and a lot to build off of, and I'm really excited to go back and see what we can do this year. Yeah, it's been awesome to kind of be a part of it and watch it grow as I'm there. And it's, you know, a huge goal of mine to try and grow the program myself and try to bring trophies there. So it's been a really awesome experience. I mean, I love it there so much, and I owe them so much. So it's a really, really great experience.
Joey Muldowney, though, looks back on your team. What has been his role in kind of bringing to national.
Yeah, I mean, he's had a huge role. I mean, he's probably my best friend. Like, we spent every second together at school. I mean, we've hung out when I was here as well. And I mean, he obviously had a huge, huge season, scoring 29 goals. But I mean, on and off the ice, I mean, he shows up ready to work his 110% every day. And I think he's a great leader for us on and off the ice, and you know, obviously contributes very well.
How motivated are you guys based on how it
is? Very motivated. I mean, I think we only lost a handful of players, and I know we have some good recruits coming in, so we have most of our core group coming back, and I know that we were pretty devastated at the end of that season. It wasn't really a feeling of happiness that we made it as far as we did. It was kind of like, all right, this is the like expectation, like this isn't like the like pushing the boundaries, like this is a standard from now on. So I think that everyone kind of went home at the end of the year like motivated to kind of push the threshold and, you know, push new limits. Yeah, I feel very confident in myself and my game right now. I think that, you know, I love hockey and I love getting better. I mean, it's kind of all I ever want to do and all I ever think about. And I have, you know, such amazing resources, whether it's at school or here in Buffalo, that I, you know, have everything that I need to make it to the next level. And it just comes down to me putting the work in and taking advantage of those resources. So I feel very good about the spot I'm in right now.
You know, it's just a scrimmage, but to kind of take over the way you did there late, knowing that the NHL eyes are on you, right? The GM sitting up there. Like, what was it like kind of having that type of, you know, push at the end of the game?
Yeah, I mean, that's not really something that I'm thinking about during the game. It's kind of just the, you know, competitive spirit in me wanting to win a hockey game. And, you know, I mean, everyone on the bench is like, we're not losing this game. Like, let's go here. So I don't think that's really in the back of my mind or anything. I think I'm kind of just out there playing hockey trying to win. So.
Did you feel like this, you know, you mentioned you've been here a few times. Like, was this week a chance to kind of show some leadership too with some of the new guys that were drafted?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think so, kind of coming back for the fourth development camp, and you look around and you kind of realize that you're one of the older guys, and I remember myself being in those shoes, kind of being, you know, nervous and not really knowing who anyone was or where anything was, so kind of just, you know, giving a helping hand when I can and stuff, so I definitely say so.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.